Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting dimebeautyco.com. That's dimebeautyco.com. Your best skin awaits.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's a Tuesday morning. You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
Beautiful morning this morning, 56 degrees, a little bit cloudy. There will be some rain coming around dinner time tonight, but we have a high of 75.
Nice.
We'll be hitting that in the middle of the day and then going down, down, down.
Wow, it's terrible going down like that.
Just temperature-wise. Strictly temperature.
That's it.
Going down.
Hard going down.
Hard.
Like, you can't go down harder than that, probably. Could you?
There is one thing that could go down harder than that.
What would that be?
I don't know. Like, you drop, like, a bowling ball off.
Oh, God. That would be. That's...
And your mom! Also, your mom! Goes down hard. let's start the story.
Yeah.
With a trip to Perry.
To Perry?
Perry, New York.
You know, nice town.
Outside of Batavia there.
Yeah.
That's where we find a 23-year-old woman who has been arrested for stealing a business vehicle.
Oh.
But this story, at least according to the allegations, not as it seems.
Really?
Okay. So, according to authorities, this 23-year-old woman was hanging out at a residence in late April, and the victim of the theft, she apparently was spending some time with this victim, refused to take her home.
Oh.
She wanted to go home, she wanted a ride, and this person was like, nah.
Nah.
So.
Yeah.
She took the car in the driveway.
And it's a business vehicle?
So the vehicle belonged to a construction business and was assigned to the victim for use for work.
So it's probably logoed.
You would assume so.
Right?
Yes. police say the vehicle was later found in a driveway in Cattaraugus County.
Mm. Oh.
The woman was charged with unauthorized use of a motor vehicle, second-degree aggravated unlicensed operation. She has a court date coming up.
But she got to go home.
She did get to, well, for a little while at least. Probably got back. All right, so you look at this story, and this does not seem like a woman who's a hardened criminal.
No. I mean, she's young, too. What did you say,
23? 23. Tell me when you think I'm wrong.
Mm.
This story sounds like the story of a woman who has never been held accountable for doing anything wrong.
Probably.
Up until this very moment.
Yeah.
Because the idea this woman had, a little bit entitled. Right?
Like, give me a ride.
I'm just taking it.
Yeah.
Give me a ride home. You're not giving me a ride home? I'll show you. I'm taking this car.
Yeah.
I'm taking your car. What are you going to do about it? It's a bad
that's
idea.
That's a dead-on impression, but I'm never meeting her.
I need a ride home. I need a
ride. She has that jaw problem.
I need a ride home. Taking the car is a bad idea.
Yeah.
It is a dumb idea.
It is.
But if the allegations are true in her head at the time, it was the right idea.
Yeah, because she went home.
She went home.
Like, she didn't.
Well, I mean, look, I don't know if she went home. It says the car was found in a driveway.
So they found it pretty quick.
They found the car.
Yeah.
And it doesn't say anything about her being arrested for a DWI or a DWAI or a DUI.
Yeah.
So it's not like.
She was clear-headed.
At least according to the allegations, right? Like, it was one of these, you don't want to do this for me. Well, I'm going to take things in my own hands because I deserve a ride home, and now your car is my car.
I think that's a pretty – is that a decent distance, too, that she took it?
Cattaraugus County? Seems like it might be pretty far.
Cattaraugus? Yeah, it's out there.
From Cattaraugus, is Cattaraugus? That near? Is Cattaraugus near Cattaraugus County?
Cattaraugus County.
She went to Cartagena.
Ha, ha, ha,
ha, ha, ha, ha, ha. It's easy, Tom, if cover band, if it was done by a 23-year-old girl. She got that. She does. All right, Kimmy.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's hard to tell if Tommy would even notice this in women when he was growing up.
What?
Kimmy, there seems to be this, I don't want to say species, this kind of woman.
A type.
Oh, yeah, type of woman. Thank you.
Yeah.
Who is, they are attractive. They come from middle to upper class families.
Okay.
And they have never once gotten in trouble for anything they've ever done.
No, they're just protected. Like, they're princesses.
You got
Even if they do something that's like borderline, like they don't, nobody's going to say anything. They know I'm not a threat.
Well, but they don't even, that doesn't even cross their mind because they've never been held accountable. And the longer that streak goes where they are not accountable, the more bold these women, and I say women,
I
but
think
you see
a lot
too.
Of women figure that out when they go to college.
What do you mean by that?
Just like, I can kind of do what I want without consequences. Like, that's usually when they have their first, like, arrest or get their first ticket, you know? Wait a second. This can happen to me?
The world doesn't revolve around me. Because, no, like, I look at this story, and I see a 23-year-old woman who may have been spending time with somebody who goes, you're going to give me a ride home, and the guy goes, no, and she's like, nobody tells me no.
Right, I'll just take the car.
And, like, what are they going to do, call the cops? Oh, it's like you.
Yes.
What do you do, call the car thief cops? I got to get to the ZZ Top cover band show that I'm hosting here. But, like, I think that every man at some point in their youth spent time with, dated, hooked up with a woman just like
and this. Married.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Like, I remember there was this girl I was, like, talking to for a while. Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Gorgeous. Way out of my league. And she was this girl. And at, like, 22, yeah, I was, like, 21, we went to a concert. And she's like, oh, the backstage is over there. Let's go there. And I was like, we can.
Right.
And she's like, no, we can. And she just walked past security.
Yeah.
No backstage pass, no nothing. And it worked.
Yeah. Because she acted like she owned the place.
Yeah. And she's like waving me in.
You belong here.
And I'm like, no, I'm not going to fight. She's like drinking free beers and like hanging out with people. And I'm just standing there in awe. And she just keeps going back and forth. And nobody's saying a word. And like part of me was amazed. And the other part was pissed.
Yes.
Like this is not a normal thing for you.
But there's like, there is that type though of girl. Like she's usually, a lot of times it's an only child.
Okay.
Or she's the youngest.
Okay.
Or, you know what I mean? She's just always been insulated and protected. And the family always had and they don't necessarily have to be rich families. They just have to have enough money where she doesn't have to do anything.
Okay.
And they never had a job.
Yeah, I think you're nailing all of it.
I mean, I'm surprised how many women I've met that are my age that never worked, ever.
Wait, ever?
Ever.
Like, never like had
no,
a job?
No job, no nothing. Like, they've never been employed.
How is that
and I don't get it, man. Like, you went from your house to this dude, and that's it.
How is that?
I mean,
that?
I guess that works if you find somebody.
They're richer women, but, like, never had a job.
No,
it freaks me out.
Like going down that road, like, the idea that you could do that financially blows my mind.
Right.
But even past that.
Like, there wasn't a little bit of job anywhere in you?
And past all, I get like being a mom is a job. Like, don't get me wrong. If you decided you were going to raise kids, whatever. But like, even before the kids
showed
up.
You're just talking about before you even get there.
My mother never worked when she was married, but she had jobs.
She was in the Marines, for God's sake.
She was in a Marine. She worked on a farm, but then she worked in a factory during the war. Like, she had jobs before she met my dad.
Like, I can't wrap my mind around the idea that you wouldn't want to experience what having a job is
right.
like, right?
You weren't at all curious.
But those women grow into these old ladies that are the same way.
I don't think that woman can exist these days anymore, though. I think it's.
I hope not.
I don't know a single person.
Because you don't need them.
Never had a job.
You don't. You don't need them.
That's a terrible thing to say.
Not like terrible. You don't need them. You just don't need them.
Oh, what? You put it like that.
You know what I mean.
If you don't have, who's gonna head the 23-year-old girl's ZZ Top cover? 252-WCMF. We're talking about this 23-year-old woman. She was arrested outside of Batavia on Saturday after police say she stole a work vehicle. But it's not like she broke into a place of business and took it. Police say that she was hanging out at somebody's house. The victim of the theft refused to take her home. She then decided to take a vehicle in his drive, their driveway. The vehicle belonged to a construction business. The vehicle was found in another driveway in Cattaraugus County, and she was arrested for all of that. Kimmy, do women who have this, is privilege a fair word to use?
I guess. It's a mixture of that and people who, because I think you also have to be a little bit of a risk taker. Maybe risk taker isn't the word. People, because like I am a big rule follower. Mm. And I know people that even if they were that way are still like afraid to like break the rules. And I think you have to have like a little bit of that like,
yeah,
I don't know how to describe it.
But it's like, funny. Maybe
you're just not aware. I don't know.
It's entitlement.
But that's just it. Like, you know, you bring up the whole, like, I'm a rule follower. I follow the rules. What's interesting about this is I don't think that people who do stuff like this, like, I don't know if this woman understood she was breaking the law.
Right.
Like, that girl that I described.
Maybe she's just oblivious. Then.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, the girl that I'm talking about, I went to the concert with, didn't think just walking backstage was
something. Yeah, because if they're there, why can't I go there?
Exactly. Right? Like, it's like this whole sheltered idea of, the rules don't apply because I don't know what the rules are because the rules have never applied to me, period.
Yes.
But, like, Kimmy, do women, and I keep saying women, there are men like this, too. Yeah, I shouldn't make it gender specific.
Like, all of a sudden you look and, like, he's on stage or something.
Yeah. Or, you know, I mean, it tends to be a little more diabolical for men.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're willing to say.
Well, you're worried about what point it's going to get to.
Exactly.
But I've never met a man that never worked.
Like,
I've never ran into a guy here. Yeah. Never had a job. They're usually homeless.
Okay, yeah, but there's also those
guys. Or they're dead.
No, there are those guys.
No, I knew some women who took in some guys that were borderline.
No, but I'm
homeless.
Saying, like, you went from high school or college to never having a job.
Here's what those guys are. You're right. They do have, and I'm using quote fingers, jobs.
Yeah.
Because their dads got them a desk
that's
in
true.
Their business.
That's true.
And they show up for an hour a day. When they're not at the gym or on the golf course.
Right, that's true. That's true.
But, see, those guys are worse because they want to walk around and tell you how hard they work to get to the position that their daddy handed them with the desk.
Okay.
You get what I mean?
All right.
Like, that's the same guy.
Kind of.
We're going to go to Augusta this week, huh? You want to go to Augusta?
Wait, so he also has a job problem?
That escalated quickly.
Well, no, I'm just saying, that's what the guy sounds like. Well, I'm going to go to Masters this weekend. After I get done with my ZZ Top cover.
he has a male... ZZ Top coming.
It's really hard for both of them to get booked in this town, right? Because it's kind of the same thing, just with a deeper voice. No, like I feel like
you were starting to ask a question. I don't remember what it was.
I lost it too.
Okay.
Oh no, are these people, the men and women who have these charmed lives, right, and have never been held accountable for anything? Do they realize they are that person?
Probably not. I almost think like my dad is this guy to an extent. Because he thinks that he's so charming that even if he gets in trouble, he can talk his way out of
it. He might be right, though.
Yeah.
Like, he thinks, like, you know, if I get pulled over, I'll just say, oh, I'm, you know, they'll see I'm just a good guy. Or
I'm a good guy. Like, put that on a license plate. Good guy.
Good guy.
I think like, that's been his mentality his whole life. Like, even if he's doing something that he knows might be wrong, it's like, nah, they're not going to care. I'm a nice guy. I'll say I'm sorry and I'll make it better.
That's my father. That's your dad.
Yeah, well, I mean, my old man's got a connection. So.
Well, he's also got a gun.
I don't think that helps with the charm.
And a baton.
Hey, I'm a good guy. Put your hands up. No, but here's the thing.
Like, my dad got a ticket once for being on his cell phone and he was like upset that the cop didn't let him off. But he fully admitted to being on his cell phone, but it was like one of those things where he's like, he thought he didn't understand why his charm didn't work that day.
Well, no, I mean, look,
charm is a love.
There are some charming guys who have the right to say, I can get on anything with
the
charm.
Yeah, I mean, they got the charisma to pull it off.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I guess, though, to your point, you can't get upset if it doesn't work.
Exactly, and you admit you did it.
So, like, the other thing about this, too, is when it comes to, like, our younger days, right, or if you're in your 20s right now, like, these women or men, and if we're talking to you ladies dating, whatever, that have never had responsibility held over them, have never been held accountable for anything wrong, that's a massive red flag.
Yeah.
You should always run from that romantic partner.
But you won't.
Ever.
Yeah.
If for some reason, it's more attractive, and I can't figure out why.
Well, because it's an opposites attract kind of thing. Like, if you're not like that at all, and you're with somebody that is, like, you kind of see it as adventurous for to a certain degree.
No, see, I disagree with you because, like, that girl I was describing, there were a couple other times where we'd be, like, in a bar. I remember she reached over a bar one time and just grabbed a bottle of liquor and poured
to an extent.
But nobody said anything. Yeah. And, Kimmy, every time she did stuff like this, I would have massive anxiety.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I hated every second of it because you know how it is, man.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, I got to get you out of this.
Right. You didn't want to be involved, but you had to be a little bit intrigued.
If I was not with her, I would have stood back and been like, this is amazing.
Okay.
The fact that I was with her, I knew she would turn around and go to me and be like, what? Tell him.
Yes.
Tell him it's okay.
Yeah.
How? I guess the moral of the story
what
is
that?
If you have kids of your own and you're listening to this show, make sure you hold them accountable.
Throw them out the front door once in a while.
Not saying that.
Just let them, just release them into the wild for a little bit.
Well, no, because there's this
constant. See how they come back.
There's this constant debate of punishing your kid versus getting them out of trouble,
right?
And it's the natural parental inclination when your kid gets in trouble to do everything you can to try and mitigate the disaster.
Well, yeah, you're going to protect your kid.
Exactly. But in doing so, you may create a monster like we are describing.
You will. You will.
And then every Friday and Saturday night, you got to go watch their ZZ Top cover band. And who's got time for that?
What do they open up with?
See, I can't think of any other ZZ Top songs right now. I got that one song stuck away.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting DimeBeautyCO.com. That's DimeBeautyCO.com. Your best skin awaits.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
At one point, this man was the unquestioned greatest.
Of all time.
Yes, it was just a matter of time before his name was atop the wins record in the NFL.
Yeah.
Nobody questioned his method, right? I mean, looking back at it now, guy was a pretty big dick.
Yeah, but and he had a way.
Yeah, he definitely had a way. Yeah. And this story we have this morning means one of two things.
Yeah.
Either A, no matter how big and successful and brilliant you are, this can bring you down, or B, this guy was never what most people thought he was in the first place.
Well, I'll give you credit. You've been saying that since day one. I just gave you credit.
That's why I'm whistling.
The class thing to do is go, thank you.
Yeah, well, we have no class in the break room. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So there are reports surfacing this week.
What are they saying?
That new head coach of the University of North Carolina football team, Bill Belichick, may not make it until opening day.
So he won't be around for, like, training or anything?
Well, it's got to be. I mean, it's only a few months away here.
A lot of time, especially with how fast this story is unraveled. Yeah. So, okay. There was a report done by former ESPN reporter Pablo Torre. In this story they did, there were a couple of revelations which are eye-opening. Apparently, the relationship between Bill Belichick and his 24-year-old girlfriend?
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
He's 72, right?
Yeah, he's up there. Jordan Houston, does that sound like the right name, Kimmy?
You can go with that one.
Yes.
The relationship between Belichick, his girlfriend, and the school at North Carolina has gotten very tense.
So was she banned from campus, or they just said not welcome? I mean, they worded it weird.
So there was a report this week that she was banned from the campus. But UNC was then forced to issue a statement saying that wasn't true. But Kimmy, you read the statement and said it was strange.
So they said, no, it's not true. She's welcome to campus. But they did make it clear in their statement that she is not an employee of the school.
Which is she can't just go anywhere she wants.
Well,
and do whatever she wants.
It's more so like, hey, like, she doesn't work for us.
Yeah. But she works for Belichick. She is like the head of
his assistant slash PR team slash you name it. Seems like she handles it for him.
And there's another report that says all emails from the school are she is CC'd on all of them.
So she's basically like the CEO of Bill Belichick.
And proof of that showed up 2 weeks ago. Bill Belichick wrote an autobiography, kind of. And he sat down with CBS to do an interview to promote the book.
Yeah.
During the interview, he was asked how he and his now girlfriend met.
Right.
And off camera, his girlfriend stood up, said he would not be answering that question. There was some back and forth. Things got a little tense.
Yeah.
And she dragged him off the interview. She told him, we're leaving, and he got up and followed her.
So she's got him just wrapped.
It gets a little more weird.
Right.
So Belichick and his lady claim they told CBS questions about how they met were off limits. CBS and multiple other outlets say that's not the case at all. They were surprised by the way he reacted. Yeah. And there may be a reason why he didn't want that question.
All right.
That report from Pablo Torre.
About how they met?
Details, yes. Claim that they met not when she was 21, but when she was 19.
Right.
Now, it's not illegal,
right,
but it's a little more uncomfortable.
Well, it's all pretty uncomfortable. I mean, just looking at him is pretty goddamn uncomfortable.
Okay. Also, on top of that, we're getting more details as to why other NFL teams may not have taken a chance on Belichick in the past two offseasons. Don't forget, he was fired by the Patriots 2 years ago. He went an entire offseason without getting a job. He went another NFL offseason without getting a job
briefly.
Here. Yeah. Yes. And then he ends up at North Carolina. There is a story that says his relationship with this woman.
Well, yeah, I guess if we know now that they've been together for a while.
And how
they've known.
And the, what's the word I'm looking for? The hand she had in him trying to get a new job is what may have kept other NFL teams away.
Saw it as a red flag.
What a fall for Bill Belichick.
It's not like a fall. It's like it's almost like
it's a weird control thing. Like it seemed like he was in control for so long, and now he has somebody with complete control over his life.
It's a kid.
Yeah, 24 years old.
I mean, like, it can't just be sexual because he could get that. He's a rich man.
Yeah.
Right. He could go anywhere in the world and have any.
He's probably met people before. Yeah.
Pay and get whatever he wants. And then this chick has got some kind of, like, mind F on him. Because, like, she's playing him like a puppet.
Okay, but let's talk about the difference between
it's sad.
Let's talk about the difference between what you described. Okay, is it sad, though? Is it?
Because, I mean, it's like, sad look, to man, see. Like, well, I know you hate him, but
weird. Yeah, it's just weird that, like, to your point, like, all of a sudden now he's being, like, controlled by this person.
I can't.
Yeah.
Look.
He's a baby compared to him.
Past my personal hate for Bill Belichick.
I understand.
Right? Like, you can objectively say, that guy treated everyone like a dick for 25 years.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
A complete dick. He was rude to the media.
Yeah.
He was rude to his players. You have these stories coming from guys that were some of the most successful football players of all time that were like, what the F? And his shield was, well, I kept winning.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you had Tom Brady, arguably the greatest quarterback of all time. Right? Like, if you treat people like crap your entire life when you're in a position of power, I have very little sympathy for when you don't have that power anymore.
Oh, I agree with you there. But
so I don't see it as sad. It's not sad to me. To me, you make your bed, you sleep in it. Your old man, crusty-ass bed. Go on. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, I just look at it like I can't understand how he would let this kid ruin his career so quickly.
That's kind of, at least.
And it can't just because, you know, she, you know, busts the floor with him at night. It's got to be more than that.
But let's go back to something you said a second ago, because you said he's a rich man. He could pay for whatever he wanted to.
Yeah, he's a multimillionaire.
I think that there is a huge difference between an old man paying good-looking women for sex and feeling like a young woman wants to be with you.
Yeah.
I think there's a huge difference there. So if he feels like she's actually attracted to him, which, let's be real,
obviously not.
The guy doesn't even wear sleeves, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's a human manatee.
But if he believes that, that's the draw.
I guess. I mean, obviously, you're right. There's something there. I don't get it, man.
Does he almost like her being in control as an excuse to, like, do whatever he wants kind of thing? I mean, like,
not have to think about it?
Yeah, because if she's like, hey, this interview's over, he's like, well, she says the interview's over, so the interview's over. Like, it's not like he's dying to stay and answer more questions, you know?
So if you're someone who's, like, up on Bill Belichick, right, like, knows, because, you know, as much as he hates the media, he's done plenty of interviews. He is a guy who cares about the history of football. He is a man who very much cares about his legacy.
Okay.
Very, very, very much.
Yes.
So, like, Kimmy, to your point where it's like, oh, well, what can I do? He understands how this looks, and he understands how it affects his legacy. Right?
It's going to end horribly for this guy. It's going to be a very sad end of his life,
like,
to me.
You say he understands how it looks, but don't you think he kind of has the blinders on right now? Like, maybe he sees it as, well, she knows better than me. She's younger.
But you're not a dumb guy.
It could be that. Well,
you don't get to that position in life, no matter what you think about him, being an idiot.
Yeah, but you've seen smart guys do dumb things when it comes
and
to this
guy
situation.
This guy is writing a whole new playbook on how to sink yourself.
We have this argument at least once every 3 months.
Yeah.
Okay. Again, we're talking about Bill Belichick. There were reports that he may not make it to opening day as the head coach of the University of North Carolina Tar Heels football team because of the tension involved now between the school, himself, and his girlfriend, which are running his life. Remind me to tell you about what happened at the beauty pageant over the weekend.
He was at a beauty pageant?
Yeah, but we'll get to that in a second. Right. You know, you say he's a smart guy.
He is a smart guy.
Okay, just because you are smart or good at one thing does not make you smart.
I understand that. But you're an intelligent person.
At one thing?
Yes.
You seem to have this idea, and you're not alone, so I'm not beating you up on this, that if you are good at one thing, if you're a smart financial guy, you're brilliant with everything. If you're smart with politics, you're brilliant at everything. And we have seen time and time again, men and women, that are unbelievably successful at one thing, fall victim in another part of their life. And that's what this is.
But I look at a coach, because a coach is more than just a coach, right? He's got to be an administrator. He's got to deal with media. He's got like a million hats he's got to wear to be a successful coach, especially nowadays, right?
Okay.
He did all that. And so it tells me, like, he can walk into a room and figure it out.
He's got a losing record without Tom Brady.
I understand that, but he still managed the job. He still had other players on that team.
Yeah.
He had a control. Yeah. I don't think it's as easy as you make it seem, even with Tom Brady. I don't think everybody could just win with Tom Brady. He's, you know what I mean?
No, I hear you. What was the name of the head coach for the Buccaneers when they won the Super Bowl with Tom Brady?
Oh, that fat guy.
What's his name?
Did he die?
No. You can't tell me the name of the coach, but you just said not everybody could win with Tom Brady.
I don't think it's that easy.
Okay, look, that's fair. That's fair. Look, I'm not saying the guy doesn't have some semblance. He doesn't know what he's done.
I'm just shocked.
Okay. Well, no, it's because you put him up on a pedestal. After I was telling you.
Well,
for
I only called him the wizard.
Like, how many times did I tell you?
What?
How many times did I tell you?
I tell you.
This guy is not what you think. Look at all the wind.
I just gave you credit for that.
And then you take it back. And then you take it back. So his girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, whatever her name is. Hudson, excuse me.
Yeah.
Is a beauty queen.
Yeah, she's a good-looking kid.
She participates in beauty pageant. So she's from Maine, am I right
there? Well, that's
what she... That's shocking.
I don't know if she's from Maine, but that's the state she was competing in.
Not a pretty
in.
State. Maine ain't got good-looking women, bro.
So
over the weekend, I'm
so
sorry.
I found out that, like, women will compete for states that they think they're going to win, not that they're the ones that they're from.
Oh, it's like politics.
I did not know
that. Yeah, so you
go
to an ugly state if you're good-looking.
I don't... I think you just have to have, like, established some sort of residency in that state, and you can compete for
it. I heard she couldn't win without Maine.
Well, it's funny, because over the weekend, she competed in Miss Maine.
All right.
And this is the beauty pageant that leads to the Miss, is it Miss yeah. USA? Like the big one?
Yeah. I don't know if it's Miss US, is Miss America still? Miss I don't America, know. So whatever. Whatever. There's two of them. So.
One of the big ones. Right. Yeah. She placed third.
Oh.
And she was obviously very upset when she was named second runner-up.
So she copped an attitude.
Yes, but he was in the audience watching her compete in the Miss May competition, which again, Oh, it's so
Grandpa's nice. Watching.
Thank you. He's old enough to be your grandpa.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah.
And, like, here's the thing, too, man. Like, you know, you want to talk about how sad it is. This guy that I thought was brilliant actually is getting led around by the dawn as a 24-year-old. There are plenty of guys looking at this story that are going, at that age, give me the opportunity.
Oh, they would love to lay down with a chick like that at that age.
Oh, no, they would wreck their lives for that.
Oh, sure.
We know other men who have wrecked their lives for things like that. Right? So, I mean, it's like, oh, no, you have all the money in the world and a 24-year-old girl who's pretending to be attracted to you?
Yeah.
Please stop. Oh, God, no. Poor Bill Belichick, who's a jackass anyway.
It's got to be driving his kids nuts.
Did you have kids?
To see your dad all of a sudden flip a switch and become this different person, and especially in front of, like, the cameras and everything.
His sons are working with him on the staff of the University of North Carolina.
Well, they were, right? They pack it up.
Well, if they don't make it. Yeah. But I'm saying, like, they're watching this happen face-to-face on a daily basis. They are around their dad while this woman...
It's got to be concerning.
Who, by the way...
It has
to be. I mean, I think his kids are around our age, Kimmy?
They would have
to they're
be,
older than her.
Yeah, so they're, like, a full decade older than this woman who is ruining their dad's public image, legacy, potentially career.
You got to be getting worried. But you also know there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
I mean, look...
What?
He is, like, 30 games, Bill Belichick. Away from the all-time wins record in the NFL. Less than 30 games, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
right?
But that's done.
And that's just it. He's never going to get it.
No.
Like, again, 2 years ago, it was just a matter of time before another NFL team hired him, and he got that record, and he was going to win it with somebody else. And that is gone. There is absolutely no chance.
Well, yeah, he's too old. And now who's taking him?
All of these things, right? So,
so this is it. Like, if they fire him from North Carolina, you're pretty much done. Right?
I know.
I mean, as far as any kind of... No marquee college is going to take you at this point, right?
If he wants it, some other school with a name.
But it wouldn't. Do you really think a name's college?
Yeah, bro, it's college football. They just want a name.
Yeah, but they also
want
to win.
Draw, but they want to recruit, and if they think that they can recruit with a that name attached to their school.
Well, he did bring one 24-year-old to campus, so.
Bro, it's also funny. Have you seen pictures of him on the recruiting trail?
No.
He wears a suit and tie. Like, he's a vacuum cleaner salesman. Like, all the other guys are showing up in, like, their, like, school gear.
Yeah, usually we're like, the colors.
Yeah, no. He's like, suit and tie. I have some Bibles I'd like to sell you. Is your mother home?
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting DimeBeautyCO.com. That's DimeBeautyCO.com. Your best skin awaits.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This has become a far more common issue than it should.
Yeah.
Because the appropriate number for this is zero.
Yeah.
Yet, we see normally law-abiding citizens lose their minds because they go this route every day.
Yep.
And nobody told me things was changing. And we are about to, with the weather getting nicer, come in to the worst of it.
Yeah. How far do you think you're going to get when you pull this move?
Well, the amount of people being arrested, Tommy, far.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. A man in Seneca Falls was arrested over the weekend.
What did he do?
Police say they had shut down roads, including Ovid Street, for the right to run 5K.
You best be running fast, man. Put on your good shoes.
Around 10 a.m.,
yeah.
Authorities say the 40-year-old man drove up to where the road was shut down,
right.
And it seems he was not happy.
Okay.
He is accused of getting out of his car and confronting the officers about not being able to pass through the closed road.
I drive this road every day.
Exactly what he sounded like.
I gotta get home.
Now, we don't have any more details about what happened with the interaction with the cop.
Yeah.
But he was eventually taken into custody, police say, without incident.
All right.
He's been charged with disorderly conduct and failure to comply with orders. He has a court date coming up. And it's very clear this man did not believe the racers had the right to run.
Hell they do.
Kimmy, this is way more common than it should be.
People like trying to cut around the cones.
All the time.
Yeah.
I was going to say, this must happen more than we even hear about. Like, we're only hearing about the people that get arrested for it, but I'm guessing anytime you see a road blockage, somebody's going to try to go through it at some point throughout the
day. Goddamn Memorial Day.
Well, look, there's two of these a month in the summertime.
Well, yeah, every town.
Yeah.
There's a town summer, you're right, between the holidays and the runs and the walks and just events that you have in these towns. Yeah, they're going to shut down roads.
It has to happen even more if it's happening near like a residential area, because people get so possessive over that area.
Oh, yeah, this is my road.
I live around here and this is my road and I got to get home.
So one of the funniest things I saw when I was living in Cornhill, and I just moved there, right? And when they had the festival, you had to park your car out,
mm-hmm.
or your car is there and it doesn't move all day. And I watched a guy knock over a coffee stand in the morning. It was early.
A coffee stand?
So he was, I guess he had to go to work, and they were already set up, but they weren't open yet. And it was like this cappuccino hot chocolate thing. And it just, I heard a crush. And the guy's yelling at the guy, man, and he just peeled out and left.
Holy crap.
He had to get busted because he only lived like two buildings older. But like he forgot. And he just goes, I'm getting the hell out of here now, come hell or high water.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. There's a story that stands out in my head from last year, and Kim, you'll remember this. There was a woman who was arrested after police say she drove through a barricade in Clifton Springs when the road was shut down for some kind of street festival.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was another we saw, it was another small town around us, where it was it a Columbus Day parade, and the guy just drove into the parade
route? Yeah, he was like almost driving with the parade.
Okay.
Waving at the crowd,
hello!
Throwing candy.
Well, that's a really crappy car to have in the parade. It seems, Kimmy, in small towns, these stories of people trying to drive through barricades are more common. Are small town folks less patient with detours?
I don't know if it's the patience thing or if it's more like this is, you feel an ownership.
Okay.
Yeah, if you're born and raised there.
So this is my town, you can't tell me where you are. All right, so here's the thing. With this story of this man arrested 40 years old after police say he confronted police officers about a road being shut down for a 5K and was eventually arrested for it. You should obviously never drive into a 5K or a street festival or a parade.
Right.
But if we're being real here, there are way too many 5Ks that shut down roads during the summertime.
Well, yeah, they're all over the place.
Every weekend.
Yeah.
In the summer, somewhere in the greater Rochester area.
There's a run.
There will be multiple 5Ks that will shut down a road.
Or a walk.
It is, Tommy, it is so damn frustrating. It is. So, and it's not like the news gives you a heads up every night which roads are going to be closed.
Well, you wouldn't pay attention anyway.
You're right. But there's also rarely detours posted up until you get to where the road is closed. And, like, you've got plans.
Yeah.
You left the house at the right time to make it where you had to go. And boom, now your whole morning's turned upside down because Pam and Gail raised money for the walk-a-thon.
Well, you got to help the needy, Pat.
Okay, I'm fine with helping the needy.
That's why we shut these towns down. The worst one is East Rochester. Because when you shut those two roads down, that's it.
Yeah.
There's just no other place to go.
But yeah. Like, there's not a lot of...
Oh, no, it's done.
Yeah. Shortcuts you can take.
I don't know how Rich Eyed sells a car all summer.
Well, they got that Rich Eyed 5K.
Is that what it is?
You got to wear a loud jacket and run as fast as you can. Can I ask a serious question? Because I'm with you. I'm all about the charity, man. Like, good for you. Raise the money. Think about the amount of parks we have in this area where people go running every day. Beautiful trails that exist. Why do you need to shut down these roads? Why can't you do that?
It's a good question.
No, I'm serious.
I don't know. I mean, is there as much distance, though, in the park?
You run around.
Yeah, you just keep going.
You go around and around.
I guess it could be
like a track.
Dangerous if it's not like a paved path. Like, could get some people turning ankles and stuff.
There's plenty. There's paved path. I'll show you 15.
How about if I turn into you with my car? Which is worse, ankle or bumper?
Okay, how about this? Why can't you use, like, high school tracks?
Oh, yeah, you could do that.
Why can't
you?
Yeah. You just keep walking in circles.
Get you walk on.
And, like, you don't have to loop it back around or, like, have people
Are
ride.
Too many people, though?
So, well, okay.
I mean, that would be a pretty packed track.
A pretty packed track?
It would. If you have, like, a couple thousand people participating.
What was that stupid thing they did downtown a few years ago? It was a high-speed bicycle race.
Sponsored by the Eyed Family Dealership.
Was it really?
Yeah. That stupid thing you said.
You didn't have to bring that part up.
Well, you just brought up on. Who's that stupid thing with the title sponsor?
So they were like wiping out into, they were crashing like into like mailboxes and stuff. It was like it was a bike race.
Yeah, no, I know the race. They were crashing into mailboxes?
Well, they go like super fast like they would do like the Tour de France.
Yeah, it was kind of like that, yeah.
No, they were like wiping out. You watch the Tour de France, those guys wipe out.
Okay, can I ask a question?
Did they only do this one time?
No, I don't know.
They do it annually. Oh. It's downtown. God, what's it called? It's like something about
But they shut the whole, yeah.
Okay. I know that people wipe out in the Tour de France.
Mm.
Did you see actual video of people in the Rochester race
mailboxes.
Wiping out?
Yeah, I saw it.
Where?
On the TV.
You didn't see it, did you?
No. But
you
I heard about it.
You just made up the story?
No, I didn't make up the story. You don't think those guys wiped that? No. I'll tell you why. Because Billy went to the damn thing, and people were like crashing all over the place. No, I wasn't there personally. You think you could have a bike race and nobody's going to wipe out?
I don't know, man.
Well, you did throw mailboxes in there, and I'm thinking, how many mailboxes are there in the city?
Plenty. Well, there aren't any more because the bike race took them all out.
They're all out.
Idiot. 252-WCMF. Again, we're talking about this 40-year-old man who was arrested after he tried to drive through, at least drove up to the barricade, confronted police about the whole thing. And look, with the number of 5Ks every weekend, in the greater Rochester, let's be real.
Right.
90% of people doing these 5Ks don't want to be doing these 5Ks.
What do you mean they got dragged to it?
I don't know. I think there are some 5K people out there.
Oh, no. There are 5K people.
Yeah.
10% of the people doing the 5Ks are 5K people.
10% is a fair number,
The rest of them were guilted by friends, families, jobs.
Yeah.
Right? That are like, it's not mandatory, but it's mandatory. Like, look.
You're talking about these walks.
Walks or runs.
Well, if you're running, I don't think you can get guilt into running. You're a runner.
Really? Corporate challenge.
Yeah, but you ever see, nobody runs in that thing.
They do.
Well, I know the guys that serve bar and drink at those things.
Yeah, they took out all those mailboxes in the last one, you idiot.
If you have run at all in your life, you will be recruited by somebody at work, and they want to know, like, your times, like your average mile time.
I always figured just the walkers get dragged to these things.
No, I'm telling you, they make people run. Look, you want to raise the most money ever for a 5K?
Yeah.
Let's change the way that you're supposed to fundraise. Because the way they do it is like, you know, give me like 10 cents every mile.
I sponsor
you. Whatever. Okay. If you don't raise enough money, you have to run for the charity. New fundraiser, right?
Like you're forced to?
Yeah. Like here, you have to raise $100. All and if you don't get your friends and family to sponsor you for $100, you have to run, and it kills two birds with one stone.
Right.
One, people that don't want to run don't feel forced to have to run in these 5Ks that I want to run in. Two, there's far fewer people that are running in the 5K. Now we can do it where it's not on a knick-knack, paddywhack pack track, according to Kimmy. Roads don't get shut down. Everybody wins.
Yeah, but
what's the problem with that?
We love shutting roads down, man.
Yeah, stop shutting roads down.
Well, we do. We do it all summer for everything. The parades. Think all the parades. Like, we have parade. We have a pointless parade for the Lilac Festival. Why? Why does the Lilac Festival also need a parade and a run? It's a festival of food and music, yeah. But for some reason, they've attached a run. St. Patrick's Day. Does
Every
not need
holiday,
a run.
Really.
No, it doesn't.
We have a running for the green, and I do it all over town. You don't need
it.
Taking
out mailboxes all over the place.
Oh, yeah. When the Irish take out a mailbox, they take it out.
No, I'm with you on the Lilac Festival. I can't.
Why does the Irish? Why do you need it?
Why does the Irish? Well, I don't think it's the Irish.
Why does
no Irish?
I mean, that's the most popular parade you're describing.
No, he's talking about the 5K.
I'm talking about the run.
Yeah.
And why does Thanksgiving need a turkey trot?
And it's not a turkey trot. There are like 10 turkey trots.
Yeah, the one in Webster is massive.
I feel like the turkey trot is the biggest family peer pressure one of all of them.
Well, you know what it is? It's you're capitalizing on people's guilt for what they're going to do that day.
Yeah.
Like,
you're going to stuff yourself, so go
with
run.
St. Patrick's Day, too.
You're going to drink all day, so go run and get all of that out of you. No, look, I'm with you, man. We don't need any of this stuff, especially the Lilac Festival. Like, the St. Patrick's Day one, again, I think it's silly, but it's like the roads.
Running for the green.
The roads already shut down, so what's the difference?
All right.
But with the Lilac Festival, you're
it's
right.
Pointless.
Like, there's going to be a week of festival.
It's a celebration of what? Our independence from lilacs?
We showed those lilacs what for. You know, all that being said,
right.
Even with the 5Ks and things of that nature, going back to these people that will try to drive through the shutdown roads, the entitlement of these stories is remarkable. Like, do these people think police are going to stop whatever event is happening because they really need to drive this way?
Because,
like, this guy got out of his car in the story where he was arrested.
Trying to negotiate a way around a run?
Yes. Like, what are you going to do? Hold on. Hundreds of people, hold on. Dave's got to get to Tops.
Just let me cut through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if the allegations in this story are true, right? He got out of his car.
Mm-hmm.
When he got out of his car, what did he think the best case scenario was going to be?
Yeah. Well, he's going to hold it up. Like, come on through.
I'm guessing it could also be a situation where part of the area that was blocked off, like, nothing was going on there yet, which would further infuriate somebody who can't get around. You know, why is this blocked off already? Nobody's even around. I'm just going to cut through.
But it's blocked off. It is blocked off.
Yeah, but you're not doing anything yet. You can let me cut through real quick.
Okay, and you're under arrest. You are. By the way, here's the thing. If he was politely like, you know, if the allegation is true, if he was playing like, hey, can I get through?
Yeah.
I doubt they would get in the car. Like, it had to escalate to a point where he broke a law for him to be arrested.
But you got to admit. In the guy's not to defend the guy.
But. In the guy's defense, not to defend him.
Some of these parades are a little too long.
Oh, my God.
Like, you don't need all the stuff.
When was the last time you went to a parade?
So every year we walk down to the corner, we watch the Memorial one in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
And, like, after a while, man, it's like, okay, I don't need to see the city dump truck. I don't need an endless parade of kids on bicycles.
Wait, when your grandkids come and watch that parade, they need to see the city dump truck.
Oh, my God. The dump truck.
It's a highlight.
Like, I get, like, the big fire engine with the noise. I don't need the ambulance driver.
Why? The ambulance got lights and sirens on it.
Yeah.
You need all those things.
And I don't need every kid on a bike.
What?
You're a monster.
And here's another thing.
So no
politicians.
Parade.
I'd be fine with getting rid of the politicians.
All politicians, I don't care.
I'm fine with that.
Don't need them. So, all right, so we get rid of the politicians.
We keep the dump truck. Come on, that's got to be the best day of the dump truck.
All right, I'll give you
here.
Dump truck, okay. No kids on bikes.
No, the kids are, they're super excited to be in the parade, too.
Oh, for God, they're Pittsburgh kids. You don't think they get enough attention?
All right, fine. Only the Pittsburgh kids out of the Pittsburgh parade.
All right.
All the other kids get to go.
Underprivileged kids on bicycles that they've stolen. The stolen bicycle. I would go see the stolen bicycle parade.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.